On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Kieran Kerr.
Two men are being treated in hospital after being stabbed in Gillingham. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called to Green Street just before 4:30 this morning. It's since been cordoned off. One of the victims, who's in his 20s, is suffering wounds to his stomach and is in a serious condition. Four people have been arrested. A Syrian refugee has described life in a notorious Calais refugee camp as not fit for humans after arriving in Britain following a landmark human rights case. The 17-year-old's been allowed to come here with three others after lawyers argued they should be able to stay with relatives. Their application for asylum is now being processed in the UK instead of the first country they reached.
It felt so unreal and so surreal. We left Syria because of the war at very different times. It just felt so unreal that, having left the war, we managed to see each other again. I just feel so thankful.
It's been announced a new high-speed train service is going to start running to help commuters affected by the closure of a railway line in Kent. The track between Folkestone and Dover has been closed since Christmas Eve when large cracks appeared in the seawall. The service between Dover Priory and St Pancras will start on Monday. It'll leave at 6:45 in the morning with a return train getting back at 7:43 at night. If you drive a diesel car, you're being ripped off at the pumps, according to campaigners. Kent-based Fairfield UK says those involved in the supply chain aren't passing on savings to customers despite a big fall in wholesale prices. Quentin Wilson from the group told us why he thinks diesel is being used to bump up profits for retailers.
Since 2015 in May, the wholesale price of diesel has gone down 54%. But actually, at the pumps, it's only gone down 34%. So there's that big 20% margin that the retailers are hanging on to.
A Swanley man's been jailed for attacking a woman when she caught him stealing from her home. Daniel Howe targeted the victim in a Sparto way in South Darrenth last August and went on to assault her again hours later while threatening her not to press charges. The 20-year-old from Holly Tree Avenue has been locked up for 2 years and 8 months. KMFM's been told there's been a fall in the number of patients being taken to Kent's hospitals thanks to paramedics regularly visiting them at home. Emergency workers in East Kent, who are known as community paramedics, have started carrying out home visits on behalf of local GPs while still responding to 999 calls. It's thought hospitals are seeing around 15 fewer people a day since it was introduced in Whitstable, Canterbury, Faversham and Deal. Will Bellamy is from South East Coast Ambulance's Thanet base.
What we're seeing is that we're responding quicker than ever to our most life-threatening calls, but also we're seeing a reduction in the amount of patients we're conveying to the hospitals.
Gravesend is to get a large statue of the Queen to mark her 90th birthday, thanks to a mystery benefactor. They're paying £200,000 for the bronze sculpture, which will be placed in the centre of the town. It'll show Her Majesty dressed in full order of the garter robes and be on top of a stone plinth.
KMFM Showbiz.
Sir Michael Caine says a role in a film about the Hatton Garden heist would be tempting. With more on that and the rest of the showbiz this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, a drama about the raid, which was masterminded by 76-year-old Brian Reader from Dartford, is reportedly in the works. Sir Michael, who turns 83 this year, says he's got his eye on the project.
That story, the four guys in Hatton Garden, they are very, very tough. And I've heard my name and Ray Winston's name mentioned, which I think I would do it in an instant.
Elsewhere, Zayn Malik will give his first broadcast interview since splitting from One Direction next Friday. He'll be among the guests on Graham Norton's sofa promoting his new album. The 22-year-old's believed to have written the tracks for the record himself. And Fleur East has been chatting to KMFM Breakfast about her first experience at the National Television Awards. The former X Factor runner-up performed her latest single, More and More, at the event on Wednesday night. And the 28-year-old told Gary and Emma she had a great time.
It was a lot of fun. No gossip, apart from the fact that I was really upset I didn't meet Gloria Gaynor. You can imagine.
Well, yeah.
I tried to bump into her in the corridor and stuff backstage and didn't see her once.
KMFM Sports.
In football, Gillingham will be looking to avoid slipping into their worst league position of the season this weekend. They're playing Peterborough at Priestfield in League One tomorrow, and losing the game could drop them 2 places in the table to 5th. Their last 2 games have ended in a defeat and a draw. Here's boss, Justin Edinburgh.
I don't want it to become an issue, but
it's something that we need to learn from, we need to do better at. And I always say that this group learn quickly. They are learning all the time, and they'll gain experience from these situations that we've been put in.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.